One applicant is resting easy after a last-minute change of heart led the Aspen City Council to a consensus yesterday. Former Councilman Dwayne Romero says he's, quote, elated with the council's decision to appoint him to the vacant seat.
My learning curve or my ramp-up should be relatively brief, and I look forward to engaging with the rest of the council on the issues of the day.
Though the decision seems clear-cut now, it almost didn't work out that way. After four separate votes Tuesday night all ended in ties, sitting members Art Daly, Ann Mullins, Adam Frisch, and Mayor Skadron were unable to reach an agreement. On Wednesday morning, Romero and fellow applicant Howie Mallory sat side by side while the council continued to weigh its options, which included the possibility of a third applicant. Councilman Daly.
I don't feel that we would be well served by seeking a compromise candidate. There are good ones out there, but none that are of the quality of the two men before us.
Daly and Frisch maintained their support for Romero while Mullins stuck by Mallory. The air was heavy with anticipation as everyone waited to see if it would come down to the city charter's official Wild West-style tiebreaker, a dice roll. In the end, though, it was Mayor Skadron's vote which broke the deadlock.
My decision is to break this tie, not to delegate to the roll of the dice, and I believe that's in Aspen's best interest. So, that said, and Howie, I apologize for this, I am going to cast a vote in favor of Dwayne Romero. Because again, I believe moving forward is an act that serves the community's interest.
The mayor said both men were stellar candidates, but difficult decisions like this one are part of serving on city council. Romero will be officially sworn in at the council's next regularly scheduled meeting on July 8th. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Rebecca Kruth.